Welcome to Menopause Models.
Welcome to our alternative podcast. Today we're going to talk about the alternative preparations that many women use for menopausal problems. But first of all, before we launch into the alternatives, let's just think about some simpler methods that can be used for helping menopausal symptoms. What I'm referring to here is issues related to diet and lifestyle. There is often the tendency when menopausal symptoms begin to go straight to the doctor and think about a prescription for some hormonal treatment, or go to the chemist and look at the alternative preparations. However, there are often very simple things that we can all do that can make a difference. Diet, for example, it's time to think about, are we really eating the best kind of foods that we can? Do we eat regularly? Are we cutting down on high processed foods, on fatty foods? Are we eating plenty of fruit and vegetables? And then related to exercise, are we really getting enough exercise? Many women, myself included, have very busy lives, and we often don't invest the right amount of time in ourselves. The start of the menopausal changes is often a wake-up call, and it's time just to invest more time in ourselves, to eat healthily and see exercise as a priority. Often simple changes such as cutting down caffeine, alcohol, and of course trying to cut down, if not stop smoking, can make a difference not only to our general health but also to how we cope with the menopausal symptoms. Moving on then to the alternative therapies. Many women choose to try alternative preparations before thinking about something like hormone replacement therapy. Alternative preparations are seen as safe and natural, and understandably, people would often prefer to try these rather than drugs. However, unfortunately, not many of the alternative preparations have been subjected to scientific scrutiny, as drugs have been before they're available to be used. There is a lot of confusion about the huge range of alternative preparations that are available. From a survey on our own website, we found that 87% of women felt that they didn't know they had enough information about alternative therapies to make an informed choice, yet more than a third, 37%, had used alternative therapies. Of the alternative therapies that are commonly used for menopausal problems, probably the phytoestrogens are the ones that are most well known. Some research has been done on the use of phytoestrogens, particularly red clover phytoestrogens, and although some studies have shown a beneficial effect on menopausal symptoms, others have shown little difference from using an inactive or a dummy tablet. It is unlikely that the naturally occurring phytoestrogens are harmful, and in all types of treatment, if someone finds a preparation on which they find helpful, then there is no reason why they shouldn't continue it. The other widely used preparation is black cohosh. This comes from the buttercup family, and in North America it was known by Indians as black snake root because of its black root, from which a mixture of chemicals is derived. It's been used for many years and has had some scientific research looking at the effect of this. Again, as with the phytoestrogen, some studies have shown an improvement in menopausal symptoms, but a very recent study in fact showed no difference again at all from an inactive tablet. Last year, a health warning was applied to black cohosh products because of some concern about a toxic effect on the liver. However, this adverse effect is likely to be very, very rare. A whole range of other products which have been widely used, in particular Agnus Castus. This is unlikely to have much effect on menopausal symptoms, but has been shown to be helpful for premenstrual symptoms. Evening primrose oil is very helpful for breast tenderness, which commonly occurs around the time of the menopause, and starflower oil can be similarly helpful. Sage has been used by many people with some effect, and there is some suggestion that sweating may be reduced, but this can interact with other medications such as drugs used for high blood pressure and for diabetes. Wild yam has been used for some time, and although yams are often used in the production of preparations used as HRT, the wild yam creams themselves cannot be converted by the body to active hormones and have been found to be no better than inactive preparations for menopausal symptoms. For many years, progesterone cream has been promoted as being the answer to menopausal problems, but there is very conflicting evidence about the effect of this. Again, some studies show a beneficial effect and others show no improvement. Another preparation that's more recently appeared is Femal. This is made from pollen extracts, And in a trial recently, it did show to improve menopausal symptoms by 20 to 30% better than an inactive tablet. The mechanism of action is currently unclear, but more research is ongoing on this interesting product. With all these alternative therapies, the lack of evidence of their effect on menopausal symptoms does not mean that they definitely don't have any benefit. But as a health professional, I have to be aware that I need to see scientific evidence before I can recommend such preparations. At the end of the day, though, as I said earlier, if you find that one of these preparations is helpful, then there is no reason to not continue it, and it is very unlikely that any of these preparations would be harmful. Although, if you are taking other medications, it's important to mention to your doctor what you're buying from the chemist as an alternative, since some of these are prone to interactions with medications such as tablets for diabetes, high blood pressure, and preparations such as warfarin, which affect the clotting of the blood. There are complementary therapies which are tried to help menopausal symptoms. For example, acupuncture has recently been shown to be helpful in reducing flushes, and there is great interest in homeopathy, which has the potential to be also helpful. If you are interested in any of these, please see a trained homeopathist or acupuncturist. Further, any methods such as aromatherapy or massaging therapy, relaxation, anything that's going to allow you to have a bit more time to yourself can only be a good thing, especially at this often confusing and stressful time in your life. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast and found it useful.